With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. Also starting to get things back to as close to normal as we can is the Hastings Area YMCA. And Hastings Area YMCA Sports Director Brian Davis joined KDWA Sports on Wednesday to talk about where the Y has come sports-wise since everything shut down in March.
I'd love to. You know, it's really funny you should mention that because it's amazing how long it's been. In some ways, it seems like it was almost yesterday with everything that we've dealt with and we've managed to overcome. So we shut down on March 16th, and we did not come back until last week. So there was quite a gap in time between the time that everything closed and we came back as a branch. And now we're working our way back there. But prior to the building reopening, believe it or not, the sports area was already active. We were able to open a few sports camps across the Twin Cities. And here, right here in our own hometown, we have been able to get ourselves going with a baseball skills program. Now, not knowing what was going to happen way back then, everything got shut down. You know, everything went on hold. We got into a shelter-in-place order as well, so we had to deal with that as well. And so it was a little bit coming back, but we are at the point now where we are able to do baseball, but not in the way you normally think of it. So when we originally decided that we wanted to make it a point to try to get the kids out doing something, they had said there's no competitive sport to be played. We could not play baseball. But what we determined to do here at the Y was, hey, even though we can't play a baseball games, there's nothing wrong with skills development. So what we did in conjunction with Raider Nation was we refunded everybody for the season, but offered an opportunity to do skills-based work instead. So we had over 100 kids sign up for either T-ball or at the farm level or at the minors level to do just skills work. We had coaches volunteer to help with that. We put some guidance in place in terms of some guidance from the CDC, in terms of what we had to do in terms of sanitizing things, what we could and couldn't do. And the good news was that as we get through this, all of a sudden, things started opening up. And we're able to share equipment, which meant that we could throw a baseball back and forth. And then we're able to even have some games. So that meant we were able to take our skills group and convert them into what we now call a sandlot league. So we had our pods, which are required by the Minnesota Department of Health, and we keep those kids grouped. And they're in a group of 25 or less. They practice Monday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Thursday, depending on what age they are. And on the second day of each week, they play a sandlot baseball game. The coaches help the kids choose up teams, and they just play. And that's old school, Nick. I mean, that's old days. I mean, I just remember the good old days of getting out there and just playing sandlot baseball, and that's what we're doing now. So it's a very, very different environment. But they're out there, and they're playing every week, twice a week. T-ball's once a week on Mondays. And I have track and field going up at the high school. We've got over 80 kids in that, and we have another 6 branches across the cities that are also running track for a total of 370-something kids. They're doing that as well. So we've got them moving.
Whether it's Hastings or any of the other Ys within the Twin Cities, it's amazing how many kids are still coming out for sports during the pandemic.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Nick, I tell you, when we first shut down, I could not have possibly envisioned that we would find a way to get 500 kids in the cities moving and in our own town get over 200 kids moving. I just think that is a testament to what we're able to accomplish, especially in our little town. I mean, when you consider the fact that across the cities, I've got about 500 kids involved in sports right now, and over 200 of them are in Hastings alone, that's a win.
Of course, this week was supposed to be Rivertown Days weekend, and the annual YMCA Glow Run will not happen. I asked Davis how they fill the void of the Glow Run, or if they can maybe make it up at a later date.
Well, you know what? It's really disappointing that we can't do something like that right now. But I'm encouraged by the fact that we've had a fairly good track record, especially compared to other states. And we've had our off days like anybody else, but I'm still optimistic that we'll keep doing the right thing. And the idea is to try to do some type of running event in the early fall. So imagine just if we'll try to reimagine Glow Run being moved into fall time frame. We'd like to be able to look at that and be able to do that. And so hopefully that'll happen. So we are trying to figure out different things. We'll have childcare reopening here at the Y on July 20th. That's going to allow more moms and dads who may be at home to come in and get a workout in and have somewhere for their little ones to go. And so that's something that we're doing too. And I'm working towards flag football and trying to ensure that that happens. So right now, the Y sports camps are doing flag football. We're having good success with that. We're getting good feedback. And again, we're doing it in a safe way. The nice thing about flag football is it's not full contact. So there's not as much of a concern of children having contact in that as they would full-blown football. So we are working on our plan to get flag football up and running here and make that our fall sport. Again, with an eye on safety, of course, but the opportunity to get a bunch of kids out there. We all know that flag football, before you get to Little Raiders, is a big deal here in town. So we want to make sure that we get that going as well. We are doing it with a skeleton crew. There's not a lot of us back, but those that are working really diligently, especially in my department, to make sure that we're doing everything we can to get these children moving. And on any given night, if somebody wants to come up to the track at the high school and just check it out, anytime between 5:30 and 7:30, you'll see a lot of kids out there working hard, running intervals, working on their hurdle work, long jump. It's just gratifying. And you know who he stopped by up there, Nick? Greg Sandkamp. Coach Sandkamp has been up there multiple times to check things out. I guess he's looking at the tracksters of the future.
Davis on programming returning inside the Y, especially things like swimming lessons.
Yeah, so we've been open for a couple of weeks now, and we have, obviously, it's not as many people as we used to have, and they'll all be back in their own time. But we are getting a good crew of people in here, and what we're doing right now is we have water aerobics classes that we're doing. We are doing a class, two for our seniors, called Silver Sneakers. We are doing group exercise classes as well, which are, you know, obviously a lot more aggressive. In fact, this one has started at 9:15 today, where we're getting something like high-intensity interval training, things like that going. Personal training will be back on July 20th, so you'll start seeing people doing personal training again, which will be great. And swim lessons are in the process of coming back as well. So we'll be having a session of swim lessons coming up here, so it'll be time for everybody to get their kids back here and into the pool. One of the neat things about the pool is for those of the people that have different types of concern with sanitization, things like that. First of all, let me tell you that the Y has done an outstanding job of keeping things clean here. We have gotten great compliments about how we've got people constantly moving through after a piece of equipment is used and cleaning that equipment again and making it ready for the next person. The pool is a neat place because think of the pool as a giant tub of hand sanitizer, Nick. I mean, when you're in the pool, you're pretty good to go. It's known to kill the virus, and you even have about a foot and a half vapor above the water that even is good to go as well. So the pool is a good place to be. So we're looking forward to getting those swim lessons back. We're very excited to have personal training coming back. We've got our group classes already going, our Water X already going, and we've even got childcare coming back pretty soon here. So we're doing everything we can. We want to get our people back. We want to get them working out. We want to have them healthy. We also want them to come back in their own time frame when they feel comfortable. But I do want them to know that we have taken every step possible to make their return as normal as it possibly can be in this situation.
This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.